somebody that can never get out of your knocking. Anytime God
exposes himself to the Lord right now.
And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was changed.
Thank you, Lord. Our Christian faith is like a jigsaw puzzle where you need to put different pieces together to get the full picture. In the same way, the full picture on any subject of our faith cannot be gotten in one sermon. So we have to patiently put the pieces together. Are you with me? And Paul had this mindset even with the churches that he pastored and raised in the early church. You see him say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 from verse 10, he was talking about the church in Thessalonica that he was praying for them night and day, that he will see their face and perfect that which is lacking in their faith. So, as it were, there was a curriculum. He could say, they are good on this. We have talked about this. They are established in this. But this part is also lacking. Are you with me? So, one of the ways you know you are in a good church is that from time to time, some things are taught and repeated to ensure that you are not lacking. There is a curriculum, an intentional curriculum. That's why we do series. We say, okay, January is for this, following God's plan for your life. February was talking about walking in love and marriage and home. We talked about that. Then March, we talked about money, right? Yes, the biblical perspective on money. We talked about contentment and all of that, what the Bible teaches. And then we dovetailed into contending for your prosperity. Even though I know, being the kind of spiritual leader I am, I know that I need to go back to that contending for your prosperity. I feel like it has not really entered. Are you with me? And so that's why we have special programs and all of that. And now we're talking about faith. And I want to believe you've been blessed by this teaching so far. Has it been doing something inside of you? I'm receiving testimonies already. Your testimony is next in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, we've been on a series which we've called The Faith Adventure. And we've covered this following subject. We've covered Have Faith in God. We've covered 11:6, The Faith That Pleases God. We talked briefly last week, Wednesday, on The God of Miracles and Apologia for Charismatic Faith. Briefly, that was a brief sermon. Then we talked about the fight of faith on Sunday. Were you blessed? Today, we're going to talk about what I've titled The Spirituality of Faith. And we have some other teachings. On Sunday, we'll talk about speak, the language of faith. We'll talk about prophetic faith, healing faith. So much to teach. Amen. Amen. And please, I want to beg you. Don't just come for services. See, when you come for services, open your spirit and open your mind. Open your spirit and open your mind. Are you with me? In fact, let me start saying it. If you don't come for our services with a notebook, start. If you're not with a notebook, open your phone, open the notepad. And as you mature, learn to put up your phone and have the writing material. But if learn to type, let God speak to you. Are you with me? You know, let me tell you something. I ask myself, why should people come all the way from their houses to listen to me? I asked myself that question many, many years ago. When God was calling me into ministry, I asked myself, what should I do in ministry when there are so many churches? Then I made up my mind. I made a vow. Just before the church was going to start, I said, Lord, I vow under heaven that every single time I open my mouth to preach, anybody who pays attention, may their lives be changed. Do you know I'm saying this? So that you know that I don't come for services carelessly. There is no single careless service in the history of this church. You know, yesterday, somebody sent me a message. One old sermon I did in 2020. She sent it to her mentee. And the girl was crying. That, who is this pastor? It was about salvation. Like, what is salvation? That was the title of the sermon. What is salvation? I said, it is better. Let it be that you don't yet know me. But when you jam me, you cannot jam and go like you do not experience something. Are you with me? Yes, no, you must. You must hear something that will live with you forever. Are you with me? Yes, praise the Lord. God knows I'm saying this with all humility. If you are sincere, it's the truth. If you are sincere, it's the truth. A couple, I told you about a couple in the UK. They were listening to a sermon in 2021. Still faith teaching. While the sermon was going on, there was a time I began to pray. They said they felt an anointing come out from the tape. And so she felt, okay, me, I'm a spiritual lady. That's why I felt the anointing on me. Only for her to turn to her husband, and he was shaking like this. He said, there's something coming from... He's not so spiritual as it were. The power of God was touching him. So open your spirit, open your mind. So why the subject, the spirituality of faith? It is because one of the mistakes we've made in the faith teaching is to think that faith is a psychological concept. Unintentionally, we have presented the teaching of faith like a psychological or a metaphysical concept. Like, it's just a bunch of formulas, of routines, of rituals. Are you with me? And if we're not careful, we can use a carnal mind to handle something that must be handled spiritually. So, for instance, if you talk about faith, the average churchgoer thinks of, okay, what are those bunch of things you can do to bend God to do what you want him to do? So you speak the word, you confess, you believe. Are you with me? So that's what comes to their mind. But they don't really understand the fact that this faith thing is actually our culture. If you really understand the faith teaching, you will be a solid, solid, solid Christian. For instance, remember Hebrews 11:6, right? We talked about faith in salvation, faith in consecration, and faith in the miraculous. I intentionally designed it that way so that you understand what we are dealing with here. And let me tell you the truth. If you understand faith the Bible way, you will have consistent results. In fact, not just you having consistent results, your life will change. Like, the pattern of your life will become predictable. The miraculous will become part of your lifestyle. Let me tell you something. One of my biggest challenges as a pastor is to have to... There are some things I feel like I should not pray for you about. I feel like at a certain stage in your Christian journey, you should already know this will happen. As I partner with God, if I play my part and partner with God, based on the authority of the scriptures, this will be... Are you with me? This will be my outcome. For instance, I know... Minister Michael was with me in the house. At a point, he was asking me, Pastor, why are you laughing this much? I said, I've seen the future. I know. I overknow. Are you with me? Say after me, I know I cannot fail. I know I cannot be stranded. Glory. This is important, though, the spirituality of faith. And if you miss this, you are missing one of the biggest parts of the faith teaching. In fact, the ignorance of the spirituality of faith is the major reason for faith failure. Because it is possible to have action without activation. It is possible. Let me give you an example. Imagine you work in a car shop or in a car stand where they sell cars. And you see a man dressed in white. Please, are you with me? You see a man dressed in white. He comes to the car stand, brings out an Access Bank ATM card, which is also white, and says, I want to buy a car. And they tell him, this car is 12 million naira. He said, no problem. Then you see him put the white ATM card into the POS, type his PIN, and then all you see is they give him a key. and then he starts the car and goes. Do you know that you will be wrong to think the way to buy a car is to wear a white dress, make sure you have a white ATM card, go to a car stand, are you following me? And put the white ATM card in their POS, type your PIN. If you think that's how to buy a car, you know you'll be wrong, right? What you're not seeing is that there was something the man knew that was inside the ATM card. Are you with me? There was a substance of faith that you were not seeing that was making him act the way he was acting. Why can't somebody else just wear a white shirt, get a white ATM card, and take the same actions to get a car? Because there is an unseen part of those actions that needs to be revealed. Are you with me? And this is the problem. Some people just think, now, I'm going to talk about speaking the word of God later. I'm going to talk about some other things that we'll be saying later. But if you miss this, you will have issues with faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. It says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That already tells you that when you're talking about faith, there is a spiritual undertone to it. Are you with me? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is a spiritual substance. It's a spiritual substance. For you to say you have faith, something must have happened spiritually. Something must have happened invisibly. Are you with me? In fact, let me just let the horse out of the cart now, or what? Or the cart out of the horse. Let me just tell you. Whatever. Or say it worse. Give me. Cat out of the bag. Why does it feel like it's doing me in my head? Okay. You're correct. Faith cannot happen without a relationship with God. Let me start that way. You can't really have Bible faith without a proper relationship with God. That's why when I see people who don't really have a walk with God, and you are saying something like, you know, I'm just believing. Are you sure you are believing? How are you believing? Even confusion believe. See, I don't have faith. There are some things that God does not have any hand inside, though. There are some things. Not all of them, but there are some things. Amen. So, faith cannot be born without an active spiritual walk with God, an active relationship with God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there is an unseen realm that faith is giving substance to. Are you with me? Something must happen in your heart. Can you tell somebody something must happen in your heart? Look at 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 14 to 16. Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. Ah, Lord, today they will get it. Oh. They will get it in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. It says, but the natural man, can we read on with me? 1, 2, 3, go. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Are you seeing this?
Yes,
so that means if you are a carnal man, faith will be confusing to you. If you are a carnal man, if you are a natural man, the issues of faith will not make sense to you. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So for you to even begin to interact with, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, for you to begin to interact with something that you cannot see, there is a way you must be. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You must at least come out of this, your natural frame of mind. Come out from this, your carnal state of mind, to begin to interact with the realm of the spirit. Why is this important? Have you ever heard people preach about faith and hear things like this? Have you ever heard people say things like, Faith does not come by prayer. If you have been in church for long, you should have heard it once, at least once. Say, it's not prayer that gives you faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. We are coming to that. And I get their point. Because there are some things that people are praying about, and God has clearly said what to do about it in his word. For instance, somebody saying, oh God, save me. Oh God, I want to be saved. Please save my soul. But the Bible is there. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, that God has risen from the dead, if you believe with your heart and confess it with your mouth, if you surrender to his lordship, you will be saved. But you cannot be praying, God, save me, and you have refused to believe in the Lord Jesus. Are you with me? So, in that case, faith will not come by prayer. Faith will come by hearing the gospel. Are you with me? But then, even for you to hear the gospel, you must pray. People must pray for you. That the God of this world will remove the... See, do you know that the gospel is a mystery? That the Lord will remove the blindness from your heart. The Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. So it is possible to be preaching to someone and the person is not getting it.
Jesus died for me. Okay, I send them.
Are you with me? It takes a level of revelation that will happen by prayer. Somebody has to intercede for you. Paul, we say in Galatians 4 verse 19, my little children of whom I travel in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. For him to say, I travel in birth again, he traveled in birth for them to be born. For them to be born again, of whom I travel in birth. Are you with me? For a person to, why are we praying so much for the Lugbe Crusade? Because, listen, why will somebody hear about somebody they have not met before and surrender their life to someone they did not see him die on the cross? It has to be by revelation. Are you with me? See, even in walking in holiness, walking in the plan of God, it has to be a revelation. I know when, as a Christian, I know when it hits me that sin is dirty. Oh my God. I remember reading the Bible one day, and the Bible says, in the beauties of holiness, it took a while for me to get it that in the spirit, holiness is beautiful. Are you with me? Then it says in verse 15, after reading verse 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Verse 16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Glory! Praise the Lord. So let's go back to Hebrews 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the walls are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. That have I quoted up to? By faith, I'm trying to jump all the... By faith, verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6 now. For without faith, everybody 1, 2, 3, go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See after me, diligently seek him. That means, remember I said earlier that faith will not happen without an intimate relationship with God, right? That means if you will really understand this faith thing, there must be a period in your life, or better put, scratch that. You must cultivate a habit to diligently seek God. You must cultivate a habit to diligently seek God. And if all I've been saying does not make sense, the next verses will make you appreciate what I'm saying. Look at verse 7. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved the fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became a heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he would receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Pause! The question is, how did Abraham get a calling to go to a place he has not gone to before? Do you realize that in the time of Abraham, there was no Bible? In the time of Abraham, there was no church. In the time of Abraham, there was no pastor. Also, in the time of Noah, there was no church. In the time of Noah, there was no pastor. In the time of Noah, there was no Bible. So, how did they receive this calling or receive this instruction to do the things that they did by faith? The answer is in verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, they gave diligence to knowing God, and God spoke to them. Are you with me? Are you seeing where the spirituality of faith begins now? See, well, I'll get to that. They gave diligence to knowing God, and God spoke to them. That was how they were able to pick the things they picked. Can you imagine? Ah, my God. See, if you miss this, there are many things they are saying about faith that will be in parables. I beg. So do you want to walk in faith? First things first, you will make up your mind that I am going to diligently seek God. I will pay attention to the things of God till I can, like Abraham, hear what my generation is not hearing. Till like Noah, I can get instructions. That even reminds me. If you are here, I want to give, if you are here, and you have a passion for agriculture, start preparing. In the next 4 years, good food will be very scarce. Those of you who are from the southern part of this country, I mean southern, southeast, southwest, I mean Delta States, River States, Akwa Ibom, those places, as God blesses you, in the next 2 years, go and buy land and start farming. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Go to your hometowns, buy land, and start farming. Because a time is coming where to find the right seed for good crops will be difficult. I am telling you what I got in prayer. Are you what I'm saying? But I will give it to my children. Because the devil is a liar. Okay. Are you with me? So, what I just explained to you is the beginning of faith. But most times, when we preach faith, we jump this. We just tell people, we just put the word. If you are not born again and you don't have a relationship with God, it will be difficult. It will be difficult. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When last did you set yourself up to diligently seek God? When last? Go and trace the story of every man that had a solid faith walk. This is the story. You know, I can share some stories with you, right? Should I? You know, when God began to teach me these things, many, many years, more than 10, 15 years ago, I remember a certain period. When I got born again in 2005, 2006, I began to read the Bible. And I had great encounters with the Lord. Great encounters. That's when I first heard the voice of God. I began to speak in tongues. Many things. Then after another 5 years, I had a pull. It was as though I felt a hand drawing me deeper. So, during the long vac, I told myself, I'm going to read the Bible every day and pray in tongues for 1 hour. This was after I've been born again for about 5-6 years. So, that period, I was reading only the book of Psalms. Are you following me?
Yes,
only the book of Psalms. And I divided the book of Psalms, 150 chapters, into 5 chapters per day. Just 5. So I will read the book of Psalms and I will pray in the spirit. One day something happened. Ah! I was staying in someone's house. And the mother of the house, our mommy in the house, told me to come to the kitchen and take my food. I kid you not, I saw something. My eyes were open, but it was as though inside me, I saw a man do something like this. No. I was like, it was so real. I was like, what is this? So I closed my eyes and I could see it clearly now. The man was saying, don't go. Now, he did not talk, but just shaking his head, I knew what he was saying. And me, without opening my mouth, I also replied, I am hungry. What's happening? The substance of things not seen. That thing that was happening, God was preventing me. Do you know? But I was still growing. I didn't. Food. However, my eyes were. I was being led by sight and not by faith. I said, see, that Holy Ghost, day your day. There's this hunger. No, I must. You know that song, that old song, man must work. So I stood up from there, went to the kitchen. They arranged jollof rice and, it was sizzling. Then while that was happening, the father of the house, in fact, the man that trained me, it was his house. He walked into the kitchen and said, and started shouting at his wife, where is my food? Why are you keeping the visitors waiting? What's wrong with you? And he was shouting at her. So me, I don't want problem. I carried my food, left the kitchen quietly while the shouting was going on. Went to the room and began to down there. Jesus, the food. Then the man's son came and met me and said, you're not eating the kitchen. I said, Daddy was shouting, so I left the kitchen and came. I finished eating, went, kept the food. I did not know that I've entered big problem. Like, S-class. Exquisite wahala. I had finished eating, I was sleeping. In the evening, I heard a knock on the door. Bo, bo, bo. With sleep in my eye, I said, who is there? Who is there? First, it was water they used to know. Then I started talking, who is pouring me water like this now? The next thing I got was, bah! You are not the one that will destroy this family. From where to where? Destroy family. Bam! By the time the second hit came. So you are the one spreading news that my husband and I are quarreling. So the boy went to go and ask the parents, Mommy, why are you and Daddy quarreling? That was what the Holy Ghost saw and told me, leave food. I saw a clear face telling me no. It took me 2 weeks of begging. To be honest, you know when you feel so bad, even to eat again, my fasting now started. From that day, they said, So I learned in that house that the spirits can give me an evidence of things not seen, even about the future. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But then What made me pay attention to that experience was that it was in the season where I was diligently seeking God that my spirit man was trained. Are you with me? So I was able to pick a substance of things not seen. So now, I now learned. The next time the spirit gave me that, I said, no. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. See, I want to ask you, do you really have a relationship with God, or you are just trying to use a formula to get something from God? The problem with formula is that the formulas will change, but God is the same. Look at the life of Jesus. He did not heal people the same way. There are some people that he used sand. Some people he spat on them. Some people just said, be healed. So imagine you are trying to use formulas. Don't try to look for rituals. Look for relationship. Are you with me? Okay, with that said, so what are some of the things to consider in the spirituality of faith? Number one, the word of God. See, after me, the word of God. Say it like a Christian. The word of God. Number one, the word of God. Romans 10 verse 7, it says, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, I want to beg you, make a routine of the word of God entering into your heart. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of his word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. The entrance of the word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. I want to ask you, has the word of God entered your heart, or you are still complaining? Has the word of God really, really entered? Oh my God. Has the word of God entered? In fact, we will know if the word of God has entered by what is coming out from your mouth. Matthew 12 from verse 34 to 35. It says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Are you seeing this? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Listen, if you are still speaking complaint, that's what is in your heart. If you are still speaking defeat, that's what's in your heart. If the word of God has properly entered, even to talk lack would be difficult. See, after this crusade, our next crusade, May, we are going to Guarimpa. Are you with me? The Lord was talking to me. I was writing down places for crusade. I did not know when I wrote 15. 15. Listen, the word of God should enter you. Tell your neighbor, the word of God should enter you. Praise the Lord. Now, look at that Matthew chapter 12, from verse 34 to 35. It says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. What is in the abundance of your heart? Some people, I saw something that made me laugh. Some people, the only thing that is inside their heart, to hear to Papa. You're all kinds of things. You just keep scrolling online. All kinds of funny things online. Imagine your life looks like that. What will it be? What will be the result if your life looks like all the things that you are scrolling online? And let me tell you something. You know, on Sunday, I was talking about guarding your heart. When the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4 verse 23. Let me tell you, your life will look like what is in your heart. See, thank God for the many influences around you. Thank God for the things that are around you. But let me tell you, whatever you let into your heart over time, that is what we play out. That is what we play out. I am telling you. And in fact, it's even worse when you are a leader.
Because after a while, it is what is in your spirit that will be cast over the thing you are leading. For instance, you know, Minister Owen met me on Sunday. He said, "Pastor, when you were ministering, as I was looking at you, I said, Pastor David, don't go. Pastor David, don't go. Pastor David is talking with us, but Pastor David, you are ministering as if you are talking to 5,000. I said, in my spirit, now 1 million are they see. If you can open my spirit, what you will find there, you'll be afraid. Oh, you'll be afraid. July 1st, we'll be renewing our rent here. But in my mind, if you check my in my spirit, it's not rent. I'm seeing New Breed City. God. 200 acres of land. I thought you said it's bread for us. Crazy things. So see, somebody said, Pastor David, the way you are talking here, when God opens this thing, say you'll be using vex to do something. I say, yes now. Ah, brutal. I will break the devil's head. Ah, devil regrets that I allowed me to be born again. It will be great. Verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth evil things. Let me tell you, even in salvation, your response shows us what is in your heart. The way you talk shows us what is in your heart. The things you cry after. Let me read something to you. Romans 10 verse 13 to 15. Now, look at this. Romans 10 verse 13. Everybody 1, 2, 3, go. Everybody 1, 2, 3, go. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right?
Yes, sir.
Whosoever shall do what? Call. So, if you call upon the Lord, you will be saved. Do you realize that this calling upon the Lord is a response to something that happened in their hearts? Look at verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Oh, if you have believed in your heart, it will determine the kind of things you call. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Then verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as it were, in the context of salvation, when you hear the word of God and you have believed the word of God, you will call for salvation. Are you with me? Listen, this is a very serious thing. When you see a Christian who is not calling out for spiritual things, he may not be saved. He's telling you that if faith enters your heart, do you realize that the altar call here is different too? In our regular altar call, what we do today, we say, if you want to be saved, come out. He's telling you that when people really hear the gospel, they are the ones that want to respond. How shall they call on him when they have not believed? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Meaning, if you have really believed and heard the word of God in your heart, it will respond. It will affect what you do with your mouth. It will affect how you respond. Are you getting me? So, say after me, the word of God. Now, still on the subject of the spirituality of faith in terms of the word of God. Now, I know I said faith cometh by hearing the word of God, and the Bible even says that. But this is the problem. Are you now telling me that people have not been hearing the word of God? People have been hearing. So, what is the problem? Why is it not? Why are we not seeing the result? It's because it is possible to hear and not hear. No wonder Psalm 119 verse 130 says the entrance of the word is a better rendition, the entrance. In fact, Bishop Edipo says it is the voice of God that produces faith, not just the word of God.
And I understand what he's saying. Because you cannot hear the voice of God and it will not produce faith. Eh? Psalm 29 says, the voice of God breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of God divided the fire. So, by the time you are hearing the word of God and the voice of God jumps out from that word, that's when faith comes. And you see, I know I'm being fast, but you see, that cannot happen without you being in the spirit. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10 says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and I heard a voice. So, you have to be in the spirit. You have to be spiritual for the word of God to produce in your life. See, as we are here right now, two people can be hearing the same word, but the response in their spirit is different. Somebody, I can never be small. Something has happened. Another person, pastor, finish preach. I beg, may you go house. May you go. I beg. I can never be small. Not true. But right now, like this, now only do me day house. Are you with me? Is it really entering? There are some of you. You will need to even fast and pray. You know. Oh, Jesus. Happy generation. Let me tell you something. Recently, I discovered. You see social media. It's a great thing. Oh, it's a good thing. Oh, it's a blessing. It has helped us spread the gospel. And we are going to do a lot of things with it. But let me tell you, if you don't know how to control your social media addiction, you will be far from faith. Because now, they have trained you not to concentrate. It's a scrolling culture. Your spirit man cannot stay on something until it enters. Even a 1 minute sermon excerpt. Okay, what's the point? Before you know, some people are even listening to a sermon, they'll put it on times 2x. And the Bible says, everything fast. So the time required for your spirit man to really lay hold on something and hold it fast and hold it strong, it's not there. So that's why, in fact, that is why we have more half-baked comfort in our day. That's why we have more Christians struggling with things that early church people did not understand. If you ask most of the early church people, they don't understand those things. So I was praying about it, and the Lord said, son, go back to raising solid men. Go back. That's the idea of stretch prayer. Have you fasted from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.? How did you feel by the evening? Apart from hungry, if you are honest, you feel different. It's like something, that thing you are feeling is how faith is formed. Your spirit man is gathering a substance. The reason why this is important is, when you keep hearing the word of God and hearing the word of God and hearing the word of God and hearing the word of God, usually, when you are going through a tough time, the Holy Ghost now goes into your spirit and begins to search. What can you pull out from your spirit to become a weapon? Hey, have you ever heard of the word called Rema? Rema. Rema is not the way we say it. Maybe when somebody shows you something new in the Bible, say that's Rema. Rema actually is the word of God that the Holy Spirit uses per time for a particular situation at a particular time. So, what happens is, as you are growing in your Christian journey, the Holy Spirit will ensure that you are exposed enough to the word of God so that your spirit man is filled up with the word of God, so that when you are going through a time that you need to pull out of that reserve, he can search out something. He will pull out of what you have gathered and it will become a weapon. But now, if you have not searched, see, the Holy Ghost will search all the things you have heard, all the things you have read, all the things you have meditated on. But if you are not somebody the way they read Bible, you say, error. You know, let me tell you something. Even if all you have been hearing is, for in Christ I am God's new breed. I am telling you, that's powerful.
Yes, sir.
There was a testimony in Port Harcourt Church. Jesus. See testimony. This testimony shook me. This guy, he's an engineer. He works at the waterside. You know, pirates on the ship, on the sea, they came and kidnapped all of them. In his front, they killed one. They killed the other one for ritual. He started praying, oh God, help me, oh God, help me. After the wife, he did not know when he started saying, when I saw the guy, I know that he was not even a serious Christian. But it's fine, it's fine. He said, all that came out from, he said, he did not know when he started shouting, I am a new breed. I am a new breed. For in Christ, I'm God. That was the only thing the Holy Ghost could bring out. He said, under his breath, for in Christ, I'm God's new breed. For in Christ, I'm God's new breed. I am God's new breed. They got to him and just said, go kill him tomorrow. And they stopped the killing for that day. Only for them to pack all the people that they killed and the ones they were supposed to kill into a certain place that they will kill the next day. So when they kill people, the doctors come out to check the parts. Since they happen for this country. They bring doctors to check the parts and see which one they can use. The doctor looked at him and said, I know you. My God, the name of the Spirit. He said, I know you. You look like someone that was my sister's friend in secondary school. I said, I know you. He said, I don't know how you got here, but I feel like I must help you escape. So he said, I will give you an injection that will make you sleep, and I will tell them that you are part of the people that are killed. So that when they are shipping the bodies and throwing out, they will throw you out from their escape. That was how he escaped. He ran straight to church. Ran straight to church. God went ahead, Pastor Wisdom. I am a new breed. I am a new breed. I am a new breed. He shared his testimony. They intentionally did not record it. All the Holy Ghost could pick from his spirit. Some people, when the Holy Ghost is searching, no word of God. To hear to Papa. Hear to Papa. How much has the word entered you? How much? See, even that boring time when you read the Bible and you felt like maybe you didn't get anything, it didn't make sense, you didn't understand anything, read it. Just read it. All those times you play a sermon and the sermon, maybe you don't feel like you understood what you... It's entering inside. It's entering inside. The Bible says, a good man out of the abundance of his heart bringeth forth good things. Are you with me? You see all these things I'm saying? That we are going to 200 acres of land. We are going to... It's not just... If you know when God they cook. This thing I'm saying. If you know when God they cook them. Jesus. For instance, okay, just do the math. I told you that I got born again in 2005. Let me explain to you. As of 2009... I had already done an associate diploma in applied theology. I'm talking about 2009. How many years ago is that? So 2009, my spirit done the boil. There are some demons that when we see, say you have met, we've met before. Say we know you. The word of God entering inside, entering. Praise the Lord. Oh God. Okay. I will just do this quickly. So, after the word of God, what's the next thing? Fervent prayer. Now, I want to say something. Please, as a disclaimer, God sees my heart. I am not saying anything to brag or are you with me? I'm not trying to make a name or trying to prove I'm better than anybody. I'm just explaining something. Are you with me? Please, I just have to say that so that some people don't leave the service feeling, nah, man, eh, say, yo, yo, yo. No, it's not like that's not the point. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. The place of fervent prayer. What's the place of fervent prayer? It is in fervent prayer that God opens up your spirit to hear the word and break the mountain of unbelief. It is in the place of fervent prayer that God opens up your spirit to hear his word and break the mountain of unbelief. Matthew 17 from verse 14 to 21. I will be as fast as possible. Okay, I will leave this one later. It says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oftentimes into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? Bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples. Please, are you with me? See, reduce the movement and distractions. Are you with me? Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, follow. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Everybody, verse 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So, Jesus, what really is the secret to casting out this particular devil? Is it unbelief, faith, or is it prayer and fasting? Was the issue faith, or was the issue prayer and fasting? Please follow me. Are you with me? Can I tell you the answer? It was both. It was both. So, he said it was their unbelief, that if they had faith, they would have said to this mountain and to be removed. My question is, are you telling me that the disciples did not say something? For them to have tried casting that devil out, are you with me? And the devil did not respond. It means they must have said something like, leave him alone, you demon, be gone. But it did not produce the results. So, it's not just about speaking. It's about the fact that even though they were speaking, there was unbelief in the spiritual content of their speaking. Oh my God. He's saying that if they give themselves to prayer and fasting, they will speak, but their speaking will be different. Are you with me? So, prayer and fasting, opens your spirit to get the word of God and to destroy the mountain of unbelief. So now, what is the difference between Jesus speaking and they are speaking? They are both words, but the content, one is carrying unbelief, one is carrying faith. What is making one carry faith? There was prayer and fasting. Are you with me? In prayer and fasting, your spirit is activated to receive the word content that carries faith. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, you can say prayer and fasting activates faith. Prayer and fasting activates faith. It opens your spirit to hear the word of God. And it opens your spirit to destroy unbelief. That's the reason why when you wake up in the morning and you don't pray, and you're walking on the road and they bring a sick person, you want to pray, but it's like you are scared. Has it happened to you before? Or you meet a challenge. Before you want to release your faith, but there is as if there is a drag of fear. That drag of fear you are having is because there is a prayer content lacking. So after me, the spirituality of faith. There's so much to talk about on it, but we'll stop here. Jump on your feet. So this is what you do for me. Let's take an assignment. Number one, you will vow that you will hear the word of God. You will hear it. You will hear. You will hear it. Say, oh my Jesus, Jesus. You will go back, make a diet of the word of God. And then you also vow that you will begin a vibrant, let me tell you something, a vibrant prayer life. When you start what I am saying, faith to become a new normal to you. If you notice in the early church, there was not a particular teaching on faith. It was the result of their interactions with the spirit realm. Are you with me? Why will you come? You are seeing a hole like this, and you are still declaring the nations. There is something else that is working. There is something else. Look at, do you know how many people have met me and said, you pastor young people, how do you pay all the things we pay? Then unconsciously, I don't even know where I will tell them. The supply is not based on how many young people or the financial status of the young people. It is, but my God shall supply. If God will have to expand the capacity of the young people, let him do it. Yes, are you with me? But my God shall supply. But my God shall supply. But my God shall supply. Some of you, you need to remember verses C. You need to learn to take the word of God and stay on it. You don't even need too much. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. Sometimes you are hearing that thing, you have been hearing it. It's in your mind, but it does not enter your spirit. There is a way it can enter your spirit. You start shouting, hey! He makes a way where there seems to be no way. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Who said that business cannot scale up and become a multinational? Who said? Lauren is somebody's name. T.M. Lewin is somebody's name. Angela can be somebody's name. Are you with me? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. The spirituality of faith. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. From today, I pay attention to the word of God. From today, the word of God enters my spirit intentionally. From today, I give myself to fervent prayers and fasting. Begin to pray right now. Baraka sokepele keshikatelia. Mandaga palaga badade sakapala ndurubu seketelia. Masheke prundaka sonfreketo sapa. Likembente ke sundakapa. Lekanda palatu sheketelia. Ambrata kabala kapalata sandele peretelia. Sheke perekete suketelia. Likabadade. Some of you need to go and gather scriptures on that matter. Go and gather scriptures on that matter and begin to read them. It may look like you're wasting your time. Some of you, you need to take it in prayer. Let your spirit man open to possibilities. Shabaraka sepeletelia. Kendege peleketelia. Masheke pelete. Ratasaka tepelege sheketelia. Mendege pelege sheketelia. Likabedege sheketelia. Mandega belega shaketelia. Rundega belega shaketelia. Mandereka shaketelia. Shagada belega telia. Rika belega dega shaketelia. I am not moved by what I see. I am only moved by the word of God. Rika belega dega shaketelia. Let me say something I've never said before. God told me years ago. He said, I'm going to use you to raise a mighty army. And they that shall be of these shall build up the old waste places. They shall be called the repairer of the breaches, the restorer of many generations. He said, David, you will raise mighty, mighty men. I don't know why I'm pulled in my spirit to say it. There is a covenant of greatness upon us. And in the name of Jesus, receive. The anointing for greatness, receive. The anointing for greatness, receive. You cannot be small. You cannot be mediocre. You cannot be small. You cannot be mediocre. You cannot be small. You cannot be mediocre. In the name of Jesus. The covenant of greatness. The covenant of exceeding fruitfulness. The covenant of long life and peace. The covenant of greatness. The covenant of exceeding fruitfulness. The covenant of long life and peace. It is working for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't matter how you came in. It doesn't matter what your life looks like right now. The Bible says they came unto David. Frustrated men. Men who were tired of life. And they became the mighty men of David. I decree, mighty men are rising from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We have to close. But I know what I'm seeing in the spirit. Say after me, we disciple all nations unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. For in Christ, we are God's new breed. Shout glory!